Good job. Micah E. They're very good. All right. Well, welcome to Vacation Bible School. I hope you're having a good time already. We're going to say together our theme verse, which is Psalm 106, verse 1. Psalm 106, verse 1. It should be on the screen here in a second. Our theme verse is praise the Lord. So let's say that together. Praise the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His steadfast love endures forever. Amen. Yes, Psalm 106, verse 1. Good job. Yes, I can tell you grew up in Vacation Bible School a long time ago. So yes, that is our theme verse. Our Vacation Bible School is all about being thankful to God, praising God and being thankful to him. And that's specifically what we're talking about today, is being thankful to God. So we're going to sing a song, if the praise band will come forward, and we're going to sing together songs that will direct us to be thankful to God this morning. Let's sing together. Please stand as we sing.
Your love is amazing, steady and unchanging. Your love is a mountain firm beneath my feet. Your love is a mystery, how you gently lift me. When I am surrounded, your love carries me. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Your love changed me, sing. Surprising, I can feel it rising, all that joy that's growing deep inside of me. Every time I see you, all your goodness shines through. I can feel this God song rising up in me. Hallelujah.
You can be seated for a second. We're going to take up an offering real quick. Our offering for Vacation Bible School is going to Demi's Diner. And Demi, what's her name? Jess and Sue, I think is what their names are. But their building collapsed, was the last month, the month before. And so we want to take up an offering to help them rebuild. And this is being Jesus' hands and feet as we do this. We're seeing a need in our community, and we're providing for that need. So that's what we're giving towards. If you want to continue, of course, I encourage you to give to our church, through our church as well. If you want to do that as well, then I'm not sure how we're going to designate the two of them. Maybe we need to, I know what we need to do. Somebody get the donation bucket over there. If you can turn me down just a little bit, I think I'm echoing a lot. Turn me down a little bit. I'd appreciate it. Back there, Dad or Nancy, turn me down a little bit. Thank you. Okay, so anything put in this donation bucket will go to Demi's Diner, okay? Demi's Diner is this one, and then our regular offering plates will be the normal offerings, okay? So if I can get a couple people to help me pass things around, Donald and Ronald, if you guys would come and help, I'd appreciate it. And I guess I'll go around with this one. You guys can go around with the plates. Let's pray. God, thank you so much for your great love. Thank you for giving us so much that we have blessings abounding in our lives. And God, I pray that we would give back a portion to you, that we would just be so thankful for who you are and what you've done, that we would give generously to the needs around us. And I pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. If you guys can collect those.
These were taken first part.
Yes, yes, you're right. That goes to the, so this goes to this then. Thank you. And as we collect the offering, we're going to go ahead and sing another song as well. So, pass this. Pass it around that way. It sure is. Thank you. We'll have a better system next week for this.
Thank you.
Great. Thank you. Thank you so much. Good job. Good. Good. I'm sorry. Good job.
So I can be here. So callous, now I can't feel.
Stay with me. You can be seated. We're going to have the kids go to their craft area, craft and recreation. So if the kids want to stand and be dismissed to the fellowship hall, you'll have leaders that back there showing you where to go. So go ahead and show them where to go. Kids are heading that way. Everyone else, we have our Bible study and... you're playing them out. Bible study for the youth and adults right now in here. Leave the ukulele here, though. I need it. Okay. Today's Bible study will be quite a bit different than what we're used to because we're doing VBS. It's a different thing today. So first, I need a couple volunteers to play a game. A couple volunteers. Eloise and Emily, come on up. This is going to be one of you on the side over here, and one of you on this side over here. This is going to be a compliment battle. a compliment battle, okay? And the way this is going to work is that I'm going to have a timer right here on my phone. It's a chess clock is what it is. You know how chess clocks work? So see how each of you have 1 minute on your timer right here. If I click one side, then the other side starts timing like that. So you have 1 minute to give the other person compliments, okay? And let me turn off actually, let's leave it on. Okay, so when you click it, you're gonna get an extra second. So you get one extra second each time you click it. So you wanna say a compliment as fast as possible and then click your button to get the other person to say a compliment. If you can't think of anything, if you run out of compliments, these are prompts. These are prompts that'll help you to think of a compliment. For example, this one says, you are fun too, and you have to fill in the blank. You are fun too. That's a hard one. I don't know. You are fun to play with. So that would be the kind of thing that you need to do. Then you just set it aside like that. All right, so ready? Who's going to go first? Paper, rock, scissors to determine who goes first?
Okay.
So who goes first then?
Me.
Okay, all right. So when you finish your compliment, you're going to hit that buzzer, and whoever runs out of time is the loser. All right?
So I click it, and then I say
it? You say a compliment, and then you click it. Yeah, okay, stop. All right, no U2s, some ground rules. No repeating compliments. We can't repeat compliments. What's another ground rule? No U2, no repeating compliments. I think that's pretty much it. If you can't think of something, grab a prompt here. Grab a prompt. And make sure you don't click this until after you finish your compliment. Okay, that's important. All right? And go again. Your turn. After you finish your compliment.
I like your dress. Shoes. Sorry. I was hanging out with you. You're funny. Oh, crap. I don't know. I'm bad at compliments. Your eyes are beautiful.
Get another word if you can't think of one.
You're super fun.
You're super fun.
I'm so bad. crap, I don't know. Thank you for being here.
Just start reading it out loud.
Okay. I bet you're good at soccer.
I bet you're good at soccer.
What? I like your attitude. You have nice hair.
You're a good character.
You're a very thoughtful person.
Oh, crap. You're getting good at running around. I don't know.
Your personality is nice.
What? You really have great. I was gonna say personality, but you already said earrings. Aww.
Oh, you ran out of time. Right on time. Okay, good job. Give them a hand of applause. Round of applause. Anybody else want to try? Praise battle game. Nobody else. Okay. Nobody else wants to be put on the spot. That's okay. Ray, did you want to?
Yeah.
Anybody want to go against Ray in a praise battle?
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Now these have to be compliments, guys. Compliments. The first non-compliment I hear, that person is the loser, okay?
Hold on, since I have the microphone, I just want to say one thing really quick. Yeet!
Okay. Okay, so if you can't think of something, I'm going to show you one of these. Otherwise, go ahead. I'm going to have you go. Actually, paper, rock, scissors, see who goes first.
Oh, you know how that's going to end.
You know I'm awful at this.
Ooh, wow. Tied. Paper covers rock.
I just won?
Yeah. So do you go first then? Is that what we're doing? Or you, I guess you can choose, since you won. Do you want to go first or second?
First.
Okay, so after you finish your compliment, you're going to hit that timer, okay?
Okay. Am I supposed to go right now?
Yeah, just whenever you finish your compliment, you're going to hit the timer. Take your time.
This thing is on, right?
Yeah, yeah, it's on. Hello? Hello? Maybe it's on. It's what? Here, I'll get this one here.
It's compliment.
Ears are nice. That works. Here we go.
I like your hair.
You like good horror movies.
So do you?
No, no, you twos. No, you do over.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I think you have an amazing taste in movies and anime.
Okay. Your personality is good.
I like your shirt.
You're getting good at... Oh, wait. You have... Perfect...
You have perfect... You can try this one.
You look okay today.
You look okay. Is that a compliment?
Yeah.
I think you're awesome because you watch anime.
Okay. You have a very very thoughtful ears.
Yeah, very creative compliments.
You make me smile when you're. Want to say something? I know I can't.
You make me smile when, or maybe this one.
Your nose is okay.
Your nose is okay. Is that a compliment?
Yeah. All right. Your eyes are okay.
I think we're devolving into the lowest common denominator kind of thing.
Yeah, we are.
I noticed your ears.
Okay, let's stop there. You guys were doing awesome. All right, good job.
Okay, I won because I had
you,
more time.
You did have more time on your clock. Good job. Give them a round of applause as well. That was fun. And if you know these boys, man, you guys did awesome. Good job complimenting each other. I appreciate that. So we might run out of compliments for each other, can't we? It's hard. It's hard sometimes. Even if you're a very naturally complimenting other people, sometimes it's easy to run out of things. It's easy to run out of things. But there are unending reasons to praise God. There are unending reasons to praise God. We can only think of so many ways to praise each other. And that's actually, that's very natural because we're not infinite people. There's only a finite number of ways that we can compliment each other. But there are an infinite number of ways that we can praise God. And they basically all come down to how awesome God is. God is awesome. And he is worthy to be praised. The very first verse of the Bible gives us a ton of information about how awesome God is. It's one of the most well-known verses in all of the Bible for good reason. So I need somebody to quote it for us right now. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. Who can quote that for us? Genesis 1:1. Oh, come on, guys. Thank you, Joe.
In the beginning, God created the heaven and earth.
Amen. Yeah. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. That's right. So in the beginning, who existed before the beginning? God. He existed before the beginning. In order to create everything in the beginning, God had to exist before the beginning, right? He's outside of time as we know it. And what did he create? Everything. God created everything. He created the heavens and the earth. He created everything. He did not create himself because he existed before the beginning. God has always existed. He has always existed. And he is the one thing, the one being, the one person who has always existed. By definition, God is always eternal, and everything else is finite. About an hour ago, I gave two of the most brilliant minds in this room a mission to make something awesome out of materials. And here, I want to show you what they came up with. Oh, actually, here, go ahead and show the picture, Dad, of what they had to work with first. So these are the materials I gave them. I gave them a drill. Some wire cutters, a rubber band, just various things, some old electronics, some old controllers, propellers, and things, a couple old cell phones. I told them to make the most awesome thing that they could make out of these things. And I'll show you what they came up with. Does it do anything? It fell apart on me. It falls apart. It's got duct tape together.
It's the mothership.
Oh, this controller actually comes on. Did you put batteries in it, or did it already have batteries in it? Oh, so that's not to their credit then. But the controller does come on and has LEDs on it. So, and they fashioned a propeller to this old DVD ROM and taped it all together. So the most brilliant minds in this room came up with this thing. Hey, I didn't even give you a pencil.
I know, we cheated.
Yeah, you did cheat. You cheated. I told them to use the materials that I gave them, the pre-existing materials that I gave them. Here's the thing, though, and they even tried to find something different, even. God created everything with no pre-existing materials. He didn't even have to cheat. Everything that is here because God created it. Everyone turn to Genesis chapter 1. Go ahead and turn there. Everyone needs a Bible. So there's Bibles in the pews. If you don't have your phone that has the Bible on it, grab a Bible. Genesis chapter 1. It's the very first chapter in the Bible, so it shouldn't be too hard to find. Just if you get past the preface, the introduction, and all that stuff. Genesis chapter 1, get past the table of contents. I want you to just start reading it to yourself. Start reading Genesis chapter 1 to yourself. And anytime that you read something that God made, just shout it out. Shout out the things that God made. We're going to make a list. Let me grab something real quick. Abby, if you could go get me a white erase marker. White erase marker, I appreciate it. Thank you. We're going to make a list of all the things that God made in Genesis chapter 1. So when you see one, go ahead and shout it out, and we're going to write it down. Oh, that's from a long time ago. So, Ed, you're at the top of the list. Tina, we're outside. Tina's a little bit better than I am, and I'm at the bottom. And I was making myself last, because the Bible says that whoever's last will be first. Oh, yeah. So I'm last. Anyway, we're going to erase this. And if you see something in the Bible that God made, yeah, light. God made heavens and the earth, right? Stars. Thank you, sweetie. All right, so we got light.
Planets.
Planets, it say that in there, but it's true. So stars. Somebody said everything. What else? Day. Night.
Plants.
Sky. Plants. Oh, maybe that's what you said before. Plants.
Cattle.
Water.
Cattle. Water, bugs.
Is that good?
Once again, does it say that in there? But it is true.
It says creeping things.
There you go.
Heavens,
earth.
Fish.
Earth, fish, seasons, monkeys. Does it mention monkeys?
No. He made monkeys.
But he did make all the animals. That's true, though.
Yeah, sky.
Sky, yes. Somewhere. Sky.
Fish.
Birds, I heard. Fishes aren't on here. What else?
Man.
Man, yeah, man. Vegetation, is that what you said?
Woman.
Woman.
Fish.
Yeah. Anything else?
Tree.
Trees.
Green.
Fruit.
And
seed.
Animals.
Animals. Yeah. Did we miss anything? That was until way later. Genesis chapter 1.
Oh, okay.
Heaven? Yeah, heavens.
Heaven. Lesser light, same
as
the moon.
Moon, yeah.
Aliens.
Once again, doesn't mention there. If aliens exist, then yes, God created them, but we don't know that.
Thank you.
Anything else? Okay, so our most brilliant minds made that thing. our most brilliant minds came up with this.
Wait, Steve Jobs came up with that?
Most brilliant minds in this room. And God created that. God created that. Did he use anything that anybody else gave him? No, God just made everything from nothing.
I know
what
he used.
What? He used whatever he himself made. He didn't use any pre-existing materials because God didn't have any pre-existing materials to start with. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Well, yes, but it was the same thing. It was what he already made. He made stuff, and then he made man using the stuff that he made, using the dirt, right? And then he breathed into man the breath of life. So yes, all of these things. Can any of us make any of these things? No. Even if I gave you an eternity, could you make any of these things? We can't make this. Yeah, not from nothing, right? Especially not from nothing. But no, we can't make light. We can harness light. We can't make light. All these things. God made all these things. Right, we can use existing things to make to grow something else, but even then, we can't really say that we made it, can we? We used what was already available and modified it, maybe, or saw something new grow from it. Here's the thing: God created light and land and animals, everything that we see on the earth and in the sky. But Genesis chapter 1 isn't just a history lesson. Sometimes we think of it like that. Sometimes we look at Genesis 1 and say, "Well, historically, God made all these things," and that's true. But I want to point out this morning that Genesis chapter 1 isn't just a history lesson. That's how we often treat Genesis 1, but that's not all it is. It's much, much more than that. It's a song. Genesis chapter 1 is a song. I don't know if you noticed while you were reading it just now, but it has stanzas. It has repetition. It has even what the Hebrews would have considered a type of rhyme and rhythm. It's a song. That's what it literary-wise, the genre of Genesis chapter 1 is a song. And as a song, Genesis chapter 1 is meant to overwhelm you with God's power and beauty and divine nature in creating all things. We're going to try something. Find something to write with, something to write on. I meant to put paper in the pews, but I did not get around to doing that. But find something to write with and something to write on. Everyone do this. No one's exempt. This is your Bible study VBS hour, so get something to write with and something to write on. Pen, or it could be your phone, that's fine. But a piece of paper is fine too. Something to write with and something to write on. Ed's got paper if you like paper. You need room for about 4 or 5 sentences is what you need room for. About 4 sentences is what you need room for. And the first sentence I want you to write is, I want you to start the sentence, God is, and then fill in the blank. God is, or the Lord is, either one. The Lord is, or God is, and then fill in the blank. So you'll see on the screen here some suggestions as we go along. So the Lord is, and then fill in the blank. For mine, I put... by the way, when you fill in the blank, think of the greatest words that you can describe God with. The greatest words that you can describe God with. It could be God is perfect, the Lord is flawless. For mine, I wrote, the Lord is the most awesome ever. The Lord is the most awesome ever. So that's my first sentence. It doesn't have to be profound. It can just be simple, and that's fine. But your first sentence is going to be something like the Lord is or God is, and then think of the best words that you can think of. Don't put too much thought into it because we're going to be going fairly quickly. So if you try to get too poetic, you might get behind, all right? But just first thing that comes to your mind, the greatest words that you can think of that describe God, the Lord is or God is, and then fill in the blank. So go ahead and do that. It's okay to steal mine too. If you want to use mine, that's okay. That's just perfectly fine, okay? Now for the next line, the second sentence, write something God has done. It can be something like, he sent Jesus to die for me, or he created the heavens and the earth. Something that God has done, something amazing that you think is awesome about what God has done. Mine is, he created the earth with a song. That's what I'm talking about this morning. He created the earth with a song. It doesn't have to be as poetic as that. That's literally, since I was, as I was preparing my sermon, our lesson this morning, that's the first thing I thought of. So just whatever the first thing is that you think of, something that God has done, write that as your second sentence this morning. So far I have, the Lord is the most awesome ever. He created the earth with a song. Third sentence. Once again, it's perfectly fine to copy after me if that's what you want to do, but just don't overthink it, whatever pops in your head. Third sentence, third line, write your response to the first two lines. Your response to the first two lines. You can write something like, so I will forever praise him, or so I will rest in his grace. Whatever your response is to the first two lines, that's your third line. So I wrote, so I will sing. I will sing with the earth in thanksgiving. So kind of follows from that second line, right? And he created the earth with a song. So I will sing with the earth in thanksgiving. Once again, I didn't put too much thought into this, so please don't put too much thought into it. You'll get behind. There's whatever pops into your head. Whatever pops into your head for that third line, your response to the first two lines. Everybody following so far? Anybody behind already? Don't overthink it. It doesn't have to be profound. It doesn't have to be poetic. All we're doing is we're writing. Well, you'll see what we're writing in a second here. Finally, fourth line, last line. This is either the hardest line or the easiest line. And it's up to you which one you want to do. It's completely up to you. The hardest thing to do would be to rhyme the second line in a way that brings everything together. That's hard. That can be hard to do. For mine, I could say something like, because I know that he's mighty and strong. Take away the fourth line real quick, Dad, because that's what I'm going to eventually say. I could rhyme with that second line, he created the earth with a song. I could say, because I know that he's mighty and strong. That would rhyme, and it would bring everything together. That's the hard way, though. The easiest thing to do, though, is simply to repeat the second line. You can literally just repeat it, word for word. He created the earth with a song. So the Lord is the most awesome ever. He created the earth with a song. I will sing with the earth in thanksgiving. He created the earth with a song. I did something kind of slightly different, really similar to that. I just tweaked it a little bit. He created my life with a song. You don't have to be profound. You don't have to be poetic. You can repeat the second line. You can do the super duper easy way and do that. Or you can tweak it, bring it together, or you can rhyme it. So all that makes sense? Okay. Anybody have one that you're proud of that you want to share? Let me see it. Bring it up here.
Wait, hold on. Do I have to sing?
No. The Lord is the most awesome ever. He created the earth with a song. Give me my lyrics back up there, Dad. So I will sing with the earth in thanksgiving. He created my life with a song. Let's see yours. The Lord is omnipotent. Yes, he is. I threw that in there. What does it say? Japanese? Maybe I should have you sing it then. So I will pray to him daily forever. He loves us even though we're sinners, I suppose. Yeah. Anybody else? Anybody else have a completed one that I can sing real quick? Just hold it for me. Yeah. God is love. He created everything. And everything is beautiful. Everything, it is love. Good job. Anybody else? Mom's got one. Let me see yours. God is omnipresent. Oh, disappeared on us. I think your phone just died. Here it goes. God is omnipresent. God created the world. God is my everything. He is my whole world. Good job. Anybody else? Ray, let me see yours. It's on your hand? You wrote yours on her hand?
No.
You wrote your own on your hand. Let me see yours. The Lord, he is groovy. He is like a three in one. What's this next part?
Shampoo.
shampoo. He's but what? He's
also an egg.
Oh, he's three but one. Wait, like shampoo or an egg. Okay, I gotcha. God, he created Meg. He created Meg. That's fun. Here's the point, though, guys. Here's the point. The Bible says to sing a new song to the Lord. It says sing a new song to the Lord. That's what the Bible says. It says sing a new song to the Lord. Sometimes we take that to mean sing all the newer songs that you hear on the radio. But this morning, we all wrote new songs to God. All of this simply points out that Genesis 1 is a song of praise meant to overwhelm us with God's power, beauty, and divine nature. And that ought to be obvious. When we look at the world around us, we see evidence of God's power and beauty everywhere. That's what Paul tells us creation is all about. Somebody stand up and read Romans chapter 1, verses 19 and 20 for us. Dad, go ahead and put that on the screen. Romans chapter 1, 19 and 20. Somebody stand up and read that for us. Anybody? Trevor, you want to read it for us?
For what can be known about God is plain to them, because God has shown it to them. For his invisible attributes, namely his eternal power and divine nature, here have been clearly perceived ever since the creation of the world, in the things that have been made, so they are without excuse.
Thank you. Romans, it says that everything that we see is plain. It's plain that God created all things, and his power and his beauty are clear through all of creation. It's kind of like this. I want to show a video real quick. Dad, if you'll show that video. Follow the instructions on this video.
Count how many times the players wearing white pass the ball.
Count how many times the players in white pass the ball. How many times?
The correct answer is 16 passes.
Correct
answer.
Anybody
did
get that?
Spot the gorilla.
Did anybody see the gorilla?
Yes. People who haven't seen or heard about a video like this before, about half missed the gorilla.
Half missed the gorilla if you've never
seen it. If you knew
about
the gorilla, you probably saw
it. Hold on.
But did you notice the curtain changing color or the player on the black team leaving the game?
Did you guys notice that?
Let's rewind and watch it again.
Nobody saw that. The color changed from orange or from red to orange.
Here comes the gorilla. And there goes a player.
And one of the players in black left the game. So if you had seen this before, you probably saw the gorilla. But you probably didn't notice the little things.
Looking for a gorilla, you often miss other unexpected events. And that's the monkey business illusion.
Here's the thing. It's so easy to miss something obvious when you're looking for something else. It's so easy to miss something that's obvious when you're looking for something else. When you're looking for the basketball, you miss the gorilla. When you're looking for the gorilla, you miss the other things. When you're looking for whatever in life that you're looking for, money, success, happiness, you can miss God. Even when all the world sings his praise. Yeah, so Genesis 1 isn't just a history lesson. It's to show us God's divine nature. It's to show us that he's good and powerful and beautiful. And that's plain to us if we would just look around the world that God's made. All that God has made testifies to how awesome he is. We can ask the fish and the birds and the islands. Everything around us tells us how awesome God is. So our theme verse this morning for all of VBS is Psalm 106, verse 1. It says, praise the Lord. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. And this is such a great verse. It reminds us to be thankful to God. Being thankful in itself is a great practice, but even more so, it's important to be thankful to God. So the verse begins by opening and saying, praise the Lord. praise the Lord. We praise God because of who he is and what he's done. Then it tells us to give thanks to the Lord. I want you to make a list right now. Make a list. Once again, it could be on your phone or a piece of paper. Make a list of things that you're thankful for. And maybe you've done this kind of list before. Just a few things, though. Dad, if you put on the screen some suggestions. These are things that you could put on your list. Things that you are thankful for. But I want you to make a list that's unique to you. Just put three or four things that are unique to you that you're thankful for. Maybe your top three or four. Just make a list. And as you pray, or as you make that list, I want you to pray, thanking God for each of those things. Say, thank you, God, for my family. Thank you, God. Make a list. Three or four things that you're thankful for. And as you do that, thank God for those things. Thank God for my family. Thank God for my food. I thought about putting pizza rolls on there. That would have been on my list. Maybe it wouldn't have been that high. But I do thank God for them. Thank God for the things that are blessings in your life. I did put indoor plumbing on there. Who's thankful for that? Anybody thankful for indoor plumbing? There are still some churches that don't have indoor plumbing today. Just not too long ago, the last church in our association finally got a bathroom. It hasn't been too long that they've had a bathroom in their facility. So they didn't have Sunday school, so they just said, hey, go before you come, and then we're going to make a brief service and then go back home so nobody gets stuck. But yeah, they just recently got a bathroom. But so I'm thankful for indoor plumbing. I'm thankful for that. So three or four things. As you make that list, thank God for those things. Okay, I'm going to pray right now as well. Every good gift and perfect gift is from you, God. So we thank you for all of these things and so much more. Thank you for all the good gifts you give us. Help us to recognize that you truly do give us all these good things, blessings. If they're truly good, we know that they're from you. Help us to remember that. Help us not to get distracted by the things themselves, but to remember that you're the one who gives us these things. So we praise you. We want to give you all glory and be thankful for what you've given us. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalm 106, verse 1 continues. It says this. It says, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. So summing up a lot of the reasons why we're really thankful because God's good. I mean, he's good. God is good. I don't know where it started, but there's a simple conversation that goes like this. God is good all the time. You got it. Yeah. And all the time, God is good. So get a partner real quick. Get a partner and tell them God is good, and then they should respond all the time. Go do that. And then the first person that will say all the time, and then they'll respond, God is good. God is good. God is good all the time. Good job. You got it. That, it's been going on for, I don't know how many years, it's been going on for a long, long time, before I was born, I think. I know I heard it in the first church that I was a part of. God is good all the time God is good. What does it mean, though, that God is good? What does that mean?
It means he's not bad.
It means he's not bad?
It means he has his best intentions for you.
Best intentions for you? That's good, I like that. Yeah, God's good. It means that we, even when we don't understand it, God has a good and perfect reason for all that he does. God is good. It's like this. I want to show a little video clip. Go ahead and show that first clip, Dad.
Editing a movie is a process that most of us never see, It's one of those things that is supposed to be invisible. It's only when there's a mistake that you might notice. Cut a little out of a story, and some people might have a vague sense that something might be missing. Cut enough out of the story, and you can change the meaning entirely. Cut the heart out of a love story, for example, and it might look like the story is a tragedy when it's supposed to be a romance, leaving most people thinking that can't be right. And without all the pieces of the story, it might be really hard to tell for sure what went wrong. In movies, a little editing is a good thing, meant to preserve the integrity of the story. But even then, sometimes, it can be a little bit off.
That's Peter Hyatt. He's one of my favorite preachers that I listen to. He made this short film called The Cutting Room Floor a few years back. This is a clip from that short film, The Cutting Room Floor. In that video that he's watching, the man in the video doesn't seem very good, does he? What could possibly justify his actions? But sometimes things can look pretty bad until we know the whole story. Go ahead and show the second one, Dad.
This is what matters to you?
I paid for it.
I know. It cost you everything.
Don't pretend like you know what I've been through. You have no idea.
You're right. I don't know what you've been through. But I know who you are.
Go ahead. Call me a whore.
No. 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 You are not a whore. You're my wife.
The story of Hosea. I will take you to be my wife forever, says the Lord. I will take you to be my wife in righteousness, justice, love, and compassion. And what seems like such a bad, horrible thing at first, man, a lot of judgment in the Old Testament, isn't there? Sometimes we can be confused about some of God's actions, even in our own lives as well. Why does he allow us to endure such pain? Why did he allow or even command the deaths of so many people in the Old Testament? These kinds of things have caused a lot of people to deny that God is good. But I'm convinced that just because we don't know the whole story. Because in the end, God will make everything new. Jesus says, "Behold, I make all things new. And everything will be very good." The end of Psalm 106 gives us one more reason to be thankful to God, which is definitely related to all that we've been talking about so far. It says, "His steadfast love endures forever." Think about how awesome that is. God's love never comes to an end. He will always, always love you. Now, this doesn't give us permission to disobey him or even ignore him or run away from him, but know that even when we do disobey him and run away from him, ignore him, he still loves you. God is awesome and worthy to be praised. He loves you so much that even while we were still sinners, Christ died for you. He went to the cross knowing that we wouldn't seek him out first. So God sought us out first and died for our sins so that we could go and be with him forever. If you've never trusted in Jesus as your Savior and Lord, I invite you this morning to believe. Believe the gospel that God is good. He loves you. He invites you into a relationship with him so that you might forever rest in his goodness and grace. What are we going to sing?
Page 31.
Get in your hymnals, page 31. If you've never trusted in Jesus, I invite you to come talk to me either during the song or afterwards so that you might know Jesus as your Savior and Lord.